Watch, Colorado imam teaches children that Jews lie, deceive, can't be trusted, constantly tricking us to trust them. By Joshua Klein on October 26, 2023. It is ill-advised to trust or do business with Jews. According to a Colorado imam who live-streamed a lecture for children that included a Quranic tale of Allah turning Jews into monkeys, as well as claims that Jews are predominantly deceptive and persistently tricking us to trust them. And it is important to understand their characteristics in order to defend oneself. During the Sunday Children's Islamic class at the Colorado Muslims Community Center, CMCC, in Aurora, Colorado, the imam, believed to be Umar Mitchell of Masjid Umar ibn al-Khattab, discussed what he described as the characteristics of Jews. A clip of the talk was published by the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory, as part of their project to document and expose extremist rhetoric from imams in the West. The video, which was live-streamed on various social media platforms, including by the Colorado Muslims Community Center, Safa USA, El Minhal Academy, Authentic Il Mission, and Karim Abu Zaid, begins with the imam clarifying that today's Jews are the descendants of the Israelites that killed their prophets, attempted to murder Jesus, refused to obey God, and, instead, would break their covenant, land, break their contract. So I'm going to ask you, if this is the group of people who broke their rules with Allah, should you trust these people today? He asks, to which the children respond, no. He then cites a story about Jewish fishermen being transformed into monkeys by Allah for fishing on the Sabbath, claiming, if that wasn't all bad enough, Allah had given them one day, Saturday, that they don't do no business, but they would do it deceptively anyhow. So there's a group of fishermen who are not supposed to fish on Saturday. In the Baqarah chapter of the Quran, they're told not to fish, so they say, you know what? We'll cast our nets on Friday. We'll leave the nets out there all Saturday. We'll do our worship, everything's good, then come Sunday, we're gonna eat. Does this sound like good worshippers? He asks the children, to which they respond, no. He then explained that, as punishment, Allah made them into monkeys, literal physical monkeys. Monkeys. Does this sound like a people who you want to do business with? He asks, to which the children reply, no. The clip then shows him asserting that Israel's success against the Palestinians is due to deceptive practices, as he blamed the Jews for constantly tricking us to trust them, asking the children who among them had been watching what Israelis are saying about you. Were they calling anybody who disagrees with Israel a terrorist? The imam insists that they're calling what's happened to them the Holocaust. They are comparing our brothers and sisters being murdered to Nazis, to Adolf Hitler. According to the imam, it is necessary to understand the characteristics of Jews in order to learn to avoid those traits and to be aware of the Jews' nature. Allah reminds you about nations that came before Islam, and He reminds you about some nations that still are, and He tells you about their characteristics for two things. One, so that you don't be like them, and for two, that you be aware of them. And it's important for you guys to know this, he says. In addition, he claims, we have to know and we have to understand who these people are, so that we stop falling victim to them time and time again. Suggesting his remarks are not intended as hate speech, the imam argues that it is vital to be aware of such things, as he acknowledges that a small minority of Jews may qualify as an exception to such descriptions. It's not hate speech for you to be aware of these things, he says. Allah says, except for a small amount of them. Are we saying every single one of them is like this? No, he added. Except for a little bit from them, meaning, except a couple of them. This event is significant in that it highlights the hatred toward Jews being taught to impressionable young audiences within the United States. In another video posted by the Colorado Muslims Community Center this week, the center's director Imam Karim Abu Zaid explains that the situation in Palestine is not an Arab Zionist conflict, it is not a Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and it is not a Gaza-Israeli conflict, it is a Muslim conflict. He also claimed that eventually Muslims will take over the Jewish homes of Tel Aviv. Abu Zaid has a history of anti-Semitic rhetoric, having described the time when Jerusalem will be washed from the filth, abomination, of the Jews, and having claimed that only killing Jews is the solution and exterminating them from the face of the earth in accordance to Hitler's philosophy in case it was real. Despite such statements, he has insisted that Islam is not a faith of extremism but rather a religion rooted in peace, compassion, and tolerance. The matter comes as the U.S. is experiencing a surge in anti-Semitic incidents, and as warnings of possible Islamic terrorist attacks within the U.S. intensify. Last week, Breitbart News reported on a resurfaced clip showing hundreds of American children from the heart of Texas chanting references to Iran's supreme leader and pledging allegiance to him, while praising martyrdom. The chilling video indicates a terrifying influence within the U.S. of the Islamic Republic, the largest state sponsor of terrorism worldwide. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.